richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little meeting, but when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. I am the Christian ambassador for and the servant of and to the Rastafari movement. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 16th, 2013. All right, verse 7, chapter 29, book of Isaiah. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Israel, Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. See, this is to give us hope. Not hope based on fictitious narrative, but hope based on reality. All of us are Ariel, not just the black man and woman of the Western Hemisphere, although we are the African Hebrew Israelite nation, prophesied to be taken into slavery for 400 years into the Western Hemisphere, and we are the Messiah people who must resurrect, take our place under the sun, and bring in the whole of the earth into truth, justice, and righteousness. But the whole of we black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white sisters and brothers, all of us are Ariel. We promised before our physical incarnation that we would come into the earth realm after being given a body prepared by the Most High, that we would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And so we are all Ariel lions and lionesses. But we have been given a fight. We have been in a fight with the nations. With the nations that are under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, who have created a system of death, hell, and destruction to destroy the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. But the principles of life and existence are in operation in the universe. And the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the earthquake, the lightning, the thunder, the whole of Mother Nature, all are in submission to the principles of life and are working on behalf of the principles of life against this system of death. And so this scripture is telling us that before you know it, this death system will be done, and all of those wicked forces and wicked powers that fought against us will be destroyed overnight. And so it says, they who fought against the munitions of Ariel. The munitions of Ariel, that is Matsode, 4685. The word is a feminine and masculine noun. So we see the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine working together. It means siege works, bulwarks, hunting implements, net, fastness, and stronghold. So we want to connect this with the word strength. Remember earlier, Uzziah died. and that means Jehovah is my strength. And the word Jehovah Yahweh, the principles of life and existence for all. And the word strength, personal, physical, material strength, meaning we need this land, wealth, resources, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the material universe. This is our strength. This is our protection. This represents our munitions. This represents our hunting implements, our stronghold. Our stronghold is rooted in the sun, moon, stars, planets, the material universe. That word strength also means social and political. So all of these represent our munitions, our weapons of truth, justice, and righteousness. That which would help us in the fight, all that would give us protection. This that has been fought against by the wicked nations, by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. They have sought to disconnect us from that which has been given to us by the Most High that would strengthen us. So we say education being destroyed. We say living wage jobs being destroyed internationally. We say that the drug economy being emplaced in place of a living wage economy. We say that the bankers and their construct of the economic system, all of this has been used to destroy that which would give us protection as a weapon, and shields and weapons would protect one against harm. So the system is fighting against all that we need: education, health care, living wage, job, land, wealth, resources, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding. So these wicked ones that have fought against that which the Most High has provided for us, they shall be like a dream. They shall be like a vision in the night. They shall be like something that is only temporary. When you have a dream, you will wake up from that dream. When you have a vision, that vision is not real. It's a vision. So these wicked ones will be like a dream, will be like a vision that will pass by, that will be over and done. Verse 8.
Wait a minute now. Let me make sure this is the verse that I want, sisters and brothers, because my computer is acting kind of strange. Let me see. Verse 8. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. This is such heavy scripture, sisters and brothers. You see, those puppets, and I'm praying that the Most High gives me this that I'm thinking. Those puppets, those mayors and governors and politicians that do the wicked bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they think that they are being fulfilled. They think that they are drinking and eating from that which will satisfy them. They think that it is wonderful to fight against Zion. And Zion is found under the number 6726, pronounced Sion in the African Hebrew language. Parched place. And it means a sunny place. It is parched because of the heat of the sun, but it is a fortress, a place of protection from wickedness. It is the higher and the southern hill. See, the earth, the south of the earth is hot and heated and parched because of the heat of the sun in the summertime, giving heat in the south of the earth moving in such a manner that in the south of the earth, that is why the birds fly south for the winter, because the south remains hot and heated. So we're looking at the symbolism of the sun as knowledge and wisdom and understanding, the Ra of the Most High, the Ra representing heat, representing nourishment, representing growing vegetables and vegetation, representing the light of the sun, the light of knowledge and wisdom, becoming our refuge and our fortress. See, all of this symbolism of truth, justice, and righteousness wrapped up in the sun as symbolism for light and wisdom and understanding that provides a protection and a fortress against wickedness and evil. Now, these wicked ones, they fight against that. They don't want us to have Ra, to have sun, to have light and knowledge and wisdom. They don't want us to be protected from wickedness. These puppets, these who think that they are fulfilling themselves, eating and drinking, no, they are not being fulfilled, because they, as human beings, even the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked 13 families of the 13 families and 13 bloodlines and their affiliates, these are human beings that in their pre-incarnate reality requested a body to be prepared for them to come into the earth realm like ourselves. But upon arriving into the earth realm, they have given themselves over to Satan to do the wicked bidding of Satan to destroy us and destroy and fight Zion. And they think that they are feeding their souls. They think that they are drinking. But when they awake, they are faint. When they awake, they are weak and exhausted and weary. When they awake, it is like a dream. When they awake, they are empty. The word empty, vain, empty vessels, idle, worthless. So that is not just them, but ourselves as well. When we give ourselves over to these politicians and religious leaders that are empty and vain, who speak low language to us to cause us to desire to kill a sister and brother of the human family, to cause us to divide one against the other and denigrate each other, talk bad about our physical characteristics, talk bad about the youth and the children and the babies. So these that delight in fighting against Zion, they shall wake and it shall be like a dream. It says, but he waketh and behold, he is faint, and his soul, the word soul, living being, soul, life, appetite, mind, desire, emotion, passion, the life in the blood, the seat of the appetites and emotions. You see, when you give your soul to these wicked ones, you give your all, your every being, all that is life within your construct is given over to them, but they yet hath appetite. They to run about, to rush, run to and fro, to be eager, greedy, or thirsty, roving, ranging, longing, rushing out upon. So they eat, but they need more. They have appetite, and they think they have fulfilled their appetite, but they see they are empty, and they need to eat more. This system is never satisfied. This system is always looking to take more and take more. This is causing us to give critical analysis to the system. If we understand the system never satisfied, always wants more, always hungry, always eager to take more and take more and take more and take more. Verse 9, stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Let me see this translation right quick in the Living Bible and then jump back. You are amazed, incredulous, you don't believe it? Then go ahead and be blind if you must. You are stupid and not from drinking either. Stagger and not from wine. This system causing us not to think clearly, not to think righteously, not to think in a way that we are sober. It is like drinking and being drunk on power and fame and money and vainglory. That's what this system does. You're not drinking physical drink, but it is like being drunk. These that are drunk on power, these that just love to do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Stay yourselves in wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Look at Senator Graham and Senator McCain as they go before the halls of justice, as they go before the Congress and the Senate, drunk with the desire to kill and destroy sisters and brothers in Syria so that they can overthrow Assad and put in a government that they like. Verse 10, for the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And so we see how the system has caused us to sleep. You see, the Lord, Yahovah, existence, living for all, existence and life for all, hath poured out upon us a spirit of deep sleep. 8639, deep trance. Why? You say, why would the Lord do that? Well, it's not the Lord as you would say, but it is the fact that we have gone against life and existence for all. We want to side with this religious group or that political party against our own sisters and brothers. And in order for that to be so, we have to go to sleep to our original selves as black people. Our original self is righteousness and Africa and Hebrew and truth and justice. Our original self is Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Our original self is to be in accord with Mother Nature and the universe, to be in accord with the reality of quantum physics and quantum mechanics. We are the true image of the divine, invisible creator, creatress, and the true image of the divine creation and the universe. But we have been made to go asleep. We have been made to go into a deep sleep and a deep trance. We know nothing of our history. We know nothing of our culture. And this goes for the brown, the red, the yellow, and the white as well. None of us know our original self. The original self of us all is the Christ spirit that is our original self. The prophets and the rulers and the seers hath he covered. 3680, hath he covered, conceal and hide. So, on the one hand, let's see, those true ones. Let me see what this says in the Living Bible translation. For the Lord hath poured out upon you a spirit of deep sleep. He has closed the eyes of your prophets and seers. Now, is this saying that the righteous ones who would be prophets and seers can't see? Let me say it this way. Those of us who spoke so much truth when George Bush was in the seat, he had no power. He didn't rule anything. George W. Bush was taking orders from the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, killing and destroying, raping, kidnapping all over the earth, using America's military, using CIA, using Al-Qaeda. And so many of us who call ourselves progressive, we said this man is rotten and no good. It was as if the prophets and the seers could see clearly that the system was under the control of Satan. But now, 2008, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton go before the Bilderberg group and sell themselves over to the power of the Bilderberg group and society, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers. They chose Barack Obama, and now it looks like our prophets and our rulers and our seers have gone to sleep and can't see. Their eyes are closed. They excuse Barack Obama, even though Barack Obama is doing equal to and worse than George W. Bush. All over the earth, the CIA, all over the earth, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Middle East, Africa, AFRICOM, military, militarizing Africa, stealing land, wealth, and resources under the guise of humanitarian desires, using wickedness and deceit to kill Muammar Gaddafi in Libya and set up Al-Qaeda affiliates in Libya, racists, Arabs. These particular ones are racists and hate black African people, and they began to rape and kill and pillage and destroy our African sisters and brothers in Libya. All of this wickedness going on, and you have not heard a peep from some of those who call themselves progressives, who were like prophets and rulers and seers who could see, but now they can't see. And so this is the condition that we find ourselves in. We can't see. We are the prophets. We are the real rulers and seers. We are going to have to come out from under Republican and Democratic control and go back into the power of the Most High, Yahovah, Yahweh, the principles of life and truth and justice and righteousness, because you are the real prophets. You, my common sisters and brothers, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, you are the real rulers and the real seers. But it seems that our eyes have become covered. It seems that our vision has been thwarted. It seems like we can't see anymore. It seems like we are in a condition of deep sleep. The puppets are only, I should say, we are reflective of the puppets. The puppets show forth our condition, and we show forth their condition. Verse 11, and the vision of all is become as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. So the vision of the Most High, the vision and agreement and appearance of the Most High, Kazuth 2380, the oracle of the prophet, the words of the Most High through creation, the agreement of the Most High through the covenant, through the books of righteousness, are like words. It says 1697 have become like words and business and occupation, acts, matter, case, something, manner of extension, words, saying, utterances, words and speaking. So words that translate into business and occupation and acts and matters and cases and deeds, Now look, sisters and brothers, the trial of George Zimmerman is about to commence. And they have decided, they being those in control, have decided to pick 6 women, 5 of them white, Caucasian, 1 of them a minority. They want women that would be sympathetic to George Zimmerman and his fictitious narrative of being a victim, when in reality, when he exited the vehicle that he was riding in or driving in, against the dictates of the dispatcher of the police authorities, who said, leave the man alone, cease following this man. We know today the man's name is Trayvon Martin that was being followed. George Zimmerman left the vehicle and began to follow the young man and pulled out his gun at one point and killed the man. And so his actions, his deeds, what is behind his actions and his deeds? What is behind the action and deeds of those who are constructing this trial and this jury? The vision of the Most High is not being translated into the action and deeds of these in power, but the vision of wickedness, words and vision of wickedness being translated into actions, wicked actions and wicked deeds. So the vision of the Most High is like words of a book concealed. 5612, a book. The word book means a book, a document, a writing, an order, a commission, a request, a genealogical register. Wow, dealing with genealogy. Book of prophecies, books of canon and scripture. So we want to be the writing of the Most High, but this jury is the writing of Satan to uphold wicked thoughts and wicked actions, to skew the jury in such a way that George Zimmerman may get off. But he is only a symbol of those behind him. It is so interesting that he appears to be a Latino, but he has a European Jewish name, and he is being supported by white supremacists. And so all of this being orchestrated by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And so the books of righteousness are sealed. In this society, you can't see the book of righteousness. It's sealed up. It is cast aside. It is locked up. The book of righteousness, the book of truth, the book of the oracles of the prophets of the Most High. They don't open that book in the court system, although they use a Bible. But do they go in the Bible and operate the court system by the tenets and principles of the Bible? No, it is sealed. It is locked up. It is cast aside. It is fastened. Look how the scripture is giving us critical analysis of the system, which men deliver to one that is learned. The word deliver, Nathan, to give, to put, to set, to exchange, to bestow. So the book is delivered to men who are supposed to be learned, men and women, one that is learned, one that is supposed to know, one that is supposed to have the power to perceive and see and discern and find out. Those who have been instructed in knowledge and wisdom. So we take the book of scripture, the book of righteousness, to those who we think are learned. And we say to them, read. We say, read from the scriptures. Read from righteousness. The word read, to utter aloud, to utter a sound loud, to cry for help. We say we need help from the Most High. We say we need to call on the name of the Most High, Yahweh, Yahovah. the principles and tenets of life and existence. We need to call on life. We need to recite these scriptures, Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita. We need to recite the universe, the material universe. We need to recite life and righteousness. And what do these learned ones say? What do these learned ones from Yale and Harvard and these highfalutin schools of learning, what do they say? And he saith, I cannot. The word cannot, to prevail, to overcome, to endure, to have power, to be able. The word is Yakoli, 3201. He says, I can't prevail in the reading of the scriptures. I can't overcome that which is blocking me from reading the scriptures. I can't endure. I've not endured in the way of righteousness to read these scriptures that you have given me, that I may give you guidance in this time of wickedness and death and hell and destruction. I don't have the power. I'm not able to. I can't reach it. I can't reach with my spirit, with my mind, my soul. I don't have the ability and the strength. See, Uzziah died. The strength of the power of the Most High, the strength of life and existence, the personal, physical, material, social, and political strength is dead among those who are supposed to be the learned and professors and scholars and degreed ones among us. They can't read the scriptures, for it is sealed. 2856, Khatam, seal, affixed, fastened, locked up. And let me take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.